There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell. Todd's on the mend, feeling better.
A little somewhat.
Thump on the noggin this weekend from, we're not sure what, hail or debris. But a lot of you have stories after a eventful weather weekend, and hope you're all safe and sound now. Just watch those skies and do your best to avoid any pitfalls from Mother Nature out there. Tomorrow we will be at the Peacock Alley downtown Bismarck for Coffee with the Mayor. Looking forward to that. Thursday broadcasting from the Grand Hotel in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference. Be up there on Thursday and that event Thursday and Friday. So looking forward to that too. We are joined today by Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and he has been busy with a whole bunch of teachers, so we'll start there on that today. Ron Ness, of course, President and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, regular guest of ours here on What's on Your Mind. Your questions or comments, welcome for Ron at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ron, how are you? Happy Monday.
Good morning, Scott. I'm here on the campus of Bismarck State College, and we have about 45 school teachers from all over the state here to learn about North Dakota's oil and gas industry this week.
And the power's back on, isn't it?
The power is on.
Yeah, my daughter is actually. My daughter was at BSC all weekend for fellow high school students from around North Dakota gathering for an event there called Hobie, and of course the power outage did them in, so they were without power till like 4 a.m. on Saturday, and others were as well. But glad the power is back. Well, this is a really neat event. Tell folks what happens at these events with the teachers gather.
Well, we actually have been doing this for about 34 years. We bring in school teachers, and they get 2 college credits for essentially learning about the math and science and the history and the all of the things that go into North Dakota's oil and gas industry. And today is kind of the 400-level Bakken course. They learn about what they're going to see tomorrow, because tomorrow we will be up near partial at Whiting Oil and Gas, and they will get a full-fledged tour of the Bakken. And Wednesday we're out at Tesoro Refinery. They'll get a tour of the refinery. And Thursday we're at the New Heritage Center, and they're going to learn about how the geology works and how that plant and organic matter from millions of years ago has turned into this resource now, which we tap in world-class fashion. And the exciting part about it, when they did their introduction this morning, lots of their students now have interest in all of the technical type aspects of energy and potential energy careers. I think they are beginning to understand that when you look at value-added energy and the ability to create jobs in Jamestown and Grand Forks and maybe a petrochemical plant, a plastics plant, spreading across North Dakota, I think it's a great thing. I've seen this kind of changing when these teachers come in each year talking about what their students are now interested in. And, of course, it's all about math and science primarily. But from there, you get into the building blocks. You can be a welder. You can be a truck driver. You can be essentially any skill set you want to be, a marketing person, an accountant. And I spent a lot of time talking to them about careers and about how they can assist students in ensuring that they make the right decisions and to have an opportunity right here in North Dakota to go to work and make a great wage. And they don't have to move. They don't have to move to Denver anymore, which I was there last week, and I'm not sure I'd want to move to Denver. They had 80,000 new people moving to Denver last year, and traffic was a nightmare.
Yeah, I know we're spoiled here. We think traffic is bad when you're delayed 3 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that, compared to, even the Twin Cities, and you're right on Denver. So are these a particular kind of teacher in a particular, subject, or are they, what's the ultimate goal here, and how do you select these teachers?
Well, we make it open to essentially teachers across the board, but we target 4th and 8th grade because those are North Dakota studies. We also target math, science, and history teachers, and of course counselors. But we get a tremendous amount of number of teachers at all levels. We've got a lot of science teachers here this year, which of course, when you get out and you start looking at the math and the science involved in something like the oil and gas or the energy industry, it's fantastic. So literally from all over North Dakota this year, which is also a great opportunity. And sometimes we take for granted that the teachers out west, that they're going to know something about oil and gas. And, of course, they've got all these students whose parents are working in the oil and gas industry. So it's a great opportunity for them as well.
So I'm kind of curious, if they were to take the textbook that comes off the shelf from some major textbook provider in New York or wherever, the publishing houses, and compare to what they learn hands-on at this event every year, I mean, do they tell you of bias in these textbooks? I mean, are they able to present a very different story based on what they learn in these events?
Scott, I will tell you that we've been working with Bismarck State College and really the curriculum writers to develop an energy curriculum in North Dakota, because it's frankly quite scary when you look at what textbooks have in terms of energy, and it's primarily about the fears and fear-mongering of climate change and all of those different things, but it doesn't talk about, you know, the resources that we have here and what would happen if you don't mine that coal. Why is that coal there, by the way? Why does it just happen to be able to be turned into energy for us? And what's the value of that oil and gas in the ground if we're not going to utilize it? So, but just in terms of pure understanding science and all of those processes, but the climate does change. You don't see any of that balance. So, state has created an energy curriculum, which is, derived about understanding North Dakota energy. And, it's something that these teachers will get a look at it this afternoon. And hopefully more and more students are using it. I know my 3 middle school children all had used it this past year. And they came home and they were asking good questions about how's wind energy worked and where's wind energy at and, you know, what is hydraulic fracturing. And so it was quite fun for me to see them at home working on curriculum that North Dakota had delivered instead of textbooks that are generated somewhere else without any real value in terms of what energy means for all of us.
And for 3 decades now, I would imagine you're seeing some fruits of the labor of this, right? I mean, this works. You see the result from this?
Well, I think that the fruits of the labor are that you get better informed teachers, and they take away from these things what they want, but they're also able to then ask questions and get a firsthand look and form their own impressions, whether it be utilizing it in their classrooms or utilizing it at the school or at home or anywhere else. And that's really been the value of it. And yeah, I think there is great returns for it. Of course, technology changes. So what you taught teachers 10 years ago prior to the Bakken is vastly different than what the teachers today probably are interested in or the level of intrigue by their students, but it's all good. And, we need to do more of it, across North Dakota, I think. And, as I spoke to them this morning, I encouraged them that, we take trips to Fargo, we take trips to Medora, but get your family in the car, drive up to Watford City, drive over to Williston, and get your own vision of what's going on out there and form your own opinion. Don't believe 100% of what you read in the paper. Stop and talk to a business owner, stop and talk to a landowner, or talk to a school superintendent. And yeah, there's lots of challenges, and we're the learning curve for the world on how to do this, but we're better than here. And we're making tremendous strides forward, I think.
Yeah, I've been telling folks for a month or so now that July 14th and 16th are good examples, good times to do that, right? Just if you've thought about it for a long time and want to take the time actually to do a little drive and get out there, that these events for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest will be loaded with good information at the information sessions, but also an opportunity just to visit one-on-one with people that live and breathe this industry every single day. And really get a sense of the community that pours out around these areas, Alexander and Southart in this year's case. But that'd be a great time to just get out there and take a little drive and meet some folks, wouldn't it, Ron?
It would be, and it's what a great time this summer to get out and do that. We have got a lot of people coming for tours this summer. We've got legislators, two different legislative groups from across the United States coming. I am doing a tour for Senator Heitkamp and Cindy McCain a week from now, and that's an interesting group. Senator McCain's wife, Cindy, is very engaged in human trafficking, and she and Senator Heitkamp have hooked up, and they thought while they were out there, Cindy McCain wanted to see the Bakken for herself, so we're going to do a little tour for her, so it's kind of exciting.
Very interesting. All right, short break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of things. There's some new numbers. Obviously, we have the April numbers out now from the director's cut, so we'll talk a little bit about that, and also some new rules on fracking that will go into place as governed by the Bureau of Land Management. So we're going to talk about that and some other things in the news with Ron Nestaday of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, our guest. Any questions or comments, you're welcome for Ron on any of these topics at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. We'll continue after a short time out. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Polar Service Center in Kildare wanted me to tell you they still have a few of those Challenger pumps at the great deal. If you're pumping water, you know what a Challenger pump's all about, right? And if you need a tank part for anything, there's simply not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. That's right. And they're located in Kildare. They're also in Billings soon, and Williston expanding up there too. pumping crew. They got a pump for it. You're going to push some sand off the trailer. They got a blower for it. Or, again, if you need to push water or vacuum water onto a trailer, they have the pump for that as well. Tank washes, $100 off. You mentioned my name on your first tank wash as well. And, of course, they deliver out of Kildare to Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, Minot, all the entire region there. So stop and see them or give them a call, Polar Service Center, Highway 22 north of the north of Kildare, top of the hill there, or I-90 in Billings, exit 452 or 455. They're on the north side of I-90. Back with more with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council today on a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. So there are new BLM frack rules that are going to be going into effect. Give us the 101 on this, first of all. What's the new rule?
Scott, I'm going to back up just a little bit. So the EPA comes out about 2 weeks ago after a five-year study of hydraulic fracturing and says hydraulic fracturing is safe. Yes, there are risks if not done properly, but, of course, there are risks every day we get in our car, we get out of bed, everything we do. But after 5 years of studying, they come out and say hydraulic fracturing is safe. Fantastic news. I think it is what all of us in North Dakota, I think, understood, that this has been done for decades. It is safe. There's a lot of fear-mongering that had gone along, which created quite a stir across the country and the world. But in the same vein, the Bureau of Land Management comes out and announces that, we need to have a new rule on hydraulic fracturing. Essentially, that means as an operator, if you have any federal minerals, federal surface, you need to have a Bureau of Land Management permit, an additional permit in addition to the one that you already get, which takes it, up to 300 days. You need to get another permit because we need to be able to ensure that you're getting your water and all of those things from a safe place. And we want to track that, and we have to develop this permit. So on Wednesday of this week, the new rule will come in place. And I will tell you, it is a nightmare from a standpoint. I feel bad for the BLM field staff. This was a rule that was developed in Washington. You've got people on the ground here now that have to add more to their workload. And in our estimation, an unnecessary duplication of what the state of North Dakota already does. And as an operator, you're going to have to sit and wait for this permit, of which you've got a staff that really has no idea. You've got to track how your water is going to get from its source to the location. All of these different things, which they don't really seem to have any idea or consistency throughout the BLM. And as you know, the state of North Dakota has joined a lawsuit with the state of Wyoming. And there's a hearing in Casper, Wyoming tomorrow before a federal judge to try and put a stay to this rule. As you can imagine, North Dakota has a lot of federal minerals and federal acres. And, of course, if you have a wildlife refuge or any of that, means you've got a federal mineral acre. You therefore need this permit. But in states like Wyoming and in Colorado and those other Utah, where primarily the surface where there's oil and gas is owned by federal government, it is complete paralysis. This also applies on the three affiliated tribes. So about a third of our oil production is potentially at risk here. The Southern Ute tribe yesterday came out with a strong appeal. I have not heard whether the three affiliated tribes will follow that appeal as well. But this is just a plain and simple additional government regulatory burden. It has really nothing to do with the process. It's just another permitting step, and we're pretty frustrated by it.
Yeah. Now, so the rule goes into effect this week, right?
Correct.
And that happens regardless, with the exception of the hope is this judge in Wyoming will say, okay, let's not put the rule into effect until we actually litigate this and dig into it. That, I mean, your hope this week would be just to stop the implementation of the rule, right?
That is correct. And I believe the North Dakota Attorney General's office is going to be part of that hearing. And it's pretty frustrating. And as you said, I'm going to finish the sentence for you. You said the rule goes into effect this week, and I will just say, in my opinion, the agency has no idea how they're going to implement or manage that process. It's a pretty scary thing when you have to have this permit to go out and do your business. So we had a very long presentation on this at a meeting last week, and I think there's a BLM is meeting with a group in this on this today in North Dakota, and I just think that from a staffing standpoint, what is Washington doing to these already overwhelmed federal agencies with good people out on the ground, but they're understaffed, they're overburdened, and let's let them do their job. Let's get them out there on the ground and protect what they're supposed to protect, not an additional. This is just a paper shuffle, all it is.
So what is your sense on, you know, as you mentioned this at the beginning of your comments, the EPA, that was good news, right? They say what we all believe to be the case all along and a good thing. And, you know, you're sort of stemming the tide into this this push, and then now you have this the BLM ruling. I mean, are we moving the needle on ending some of the circus, this craziness on fracking, or is this still an all out battle?
Well, I would hope that we've significantly provided the adequate science based information that fracking is safe. But now it's a question of What's the administration's position towards energy production on federal lands? Because this is clearly going to negatively impact the ability to get permits and produce energy on federal lands. And of course, it's already nothing short of a bureaucratic nightmare to try and get through all of the hurdles. So today, now you've just you add a whole other permit process on top of everything else that you already go through. That somehow this agency has to figure out how they're going to deliver it in all of these states, in a timely, efficient manner, which rarely happens.
All right, stay tuned. So it sounds like if there's not a delay or a stay, I guess, of this of the order being implemented, the new rule being implemented, you're going to have a bit of a mess. It sounds like, right? I mean, If even the folks charged with implementing it are throwing their hands up in the air, what the heck does that, what kind of certainty does the industry have?
Our federal government at work.
Wow. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Quick take on the April numbers.
Well, the April numbers, we are down essentially about 64% of our drilling rigs. We were at a December 12th, we're at 186 drilling rigs. We're at about 180, give or take a couple today. The production, we've been able to drill better wells in better areas, with better, more efficient crews, and been able to hybrid that production. My sense is that, we're going to have probably a hard time continuing to grow production. We're going to probably continue to see production slide a little bit just because of it's just a simple number issue. So
thought, if you would, Ron. We're going to go to a break here, and we'll finish on the other side of the break on the April numbers, which are out as well, and rig counts. Short break. Back with more with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council after this time out on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with 4 techs. They'll take care of all your affairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
We're brought to you today in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Join the Army. They need one, folks, because there's a war on coal for sure. And the folks at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future are all about getting you the information about reliable, affordable electricity in North Dakota and in Minnesota, and making sure that we have an effort in place to enhance and preserve and protect it. That diverse set of energy resources that includes coal-based electricity is part of an all-of-the-above solution. I love the quiz, the energy quiz. You can take a little energy quiz there online, and then once you do, it allows you to forward it on to your elected leaders in Minnesota or in North Dakota and have them take the quiz as well. So check it out, secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Ron Ness is here for one more segment. If you have a question or comment for Ron, telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And we do have an email question, which dovetails one of the questions that I have, too, about the April numbers. But you mentioned the rig count down to 80 before the break. And you were also mentioning that there's going to be continued, are you saying declines in production, slight production declines with these numbers going forward, Ron?
Scott, I believe that will be the case. I don't think you can continue to grow our production, just bringing that many wells online unless we see something substantially change. The operators are going to continue to operate within their cash flow. And, I think are essentially on hold until sometime late first quarter of next year. If things you see some price improvements on the really good news side is that the costs of operations are coming down quite substantially. I think in the long term, we're better off if this is a $75 oil play rather than a $90 or $100 oil play. Your economics can work just as well if you're able to reduce some of those costs. And in addition, the discount on the Bakken barrel seems to have disappeared. We're seeing some good things happen. You see the Flint Hills refinery in Minneapolis now announcing in the media today that they're going to begin processing 29% more Bakken crude. They're converting that refinery off as much Canadian crude oil into using Bakken crude. That's great news. But the big thing out on the radar screen is this export ban. We are severely restricting the ability to get a good price, a world price for our Bakken oil, and to use our oil as a geopolitical tool by restricting our ability to compete in the world with oil. And I think that that is good for all of us. It's good to diminish the role of OPEC and let the U.S. be the world leader in energy. It can only be done if you allow us to export crude oil. And the world wants sweet Bakken crude oil. Right now, the world can only get gasoline or diesel fuel that's refined in the U.S. They cannot get sweet Bakken crude oil, and the refining markets for Bakken-type crude oil are big across the seas. And can you imagine the value of having those countries have to think about how they treat us in terms of are we going to continue to get energy from the U.S.? I think it's a game changer for everything in terms of huge for the Bakken. It's huge for the economics on a Bakken play. I think it stabilizes their gasoline prices, and it puts us in a world power position in terms of energy.
Okay, so Leo had a question concerning the amount of wells waiting on completion services and whether or not there was a timeline. There is, right?
There really is not, in my opinion. There's a there were about 900, I believe, about 950 wells waiting completion, and you can just after 1 year that well has been drilled, then you can essentially go in and file the necessary paperwork to put that well on temporary abandoned status. I don't see that anybody's going to force somebody to economically, combine that bushel of wheat if it's horrible for your own economics, or force you to sell something when it's free market. So there are going to be processes that allow those operators to wait, and certainly there are a lot of people that want that wait that are partners in those wells and other things. So I think that inventory of wells is what the operators are using as their grain bins, and that is going to be able to what keeps them in float financially is to have those wells they can complete when their economics are right and when the time is right for them to move that oil, just like I would if I'm a farmer. I move that grain not under contract. I move it when it's right for me, and that's what we're going to ultimately end up doing with those wells.
All right. So, and because Lynn Helms has talked about a timeline. So technically there is a timeline, but you're saying you can get a waiver to then cap it basically until
right. There's a timeline, but it's really just a process. It timeline moves it to the next process. So,
my question was the number went up, about 50 or so. So we're back over 900 that are waiting on completion services currently. And I'm more curious what the number in your view is, the number meaning where does the price need to be before that number starts significantly coming down? They start, completing those.
Well, that number is going to depend upon what happens with things like that, your cost and your operation. But I think the number is going to be dictated about if you ramp up, it's going to take you. It took us a substantial amount of time to begin to ramp this industry down. This is a huge, huge machine. It's a huge $40 billion machine that doesn't just turn on and off overnight. And now you've got a substantially reduced workforce in terms of those services for those wells, either not completed or drilling those wells. And it's going to take us a substantial amount of time to get the workforce back in place in order to be able to ramp up those frac crews. So it's going to be this is a process, and there's some value to this process. I think that we're seeing good infrastructure build out. We're seeing those rents come down. We're getting more efficient. A lot of very nervous investors, of course, and no matter what aspect of this, but we've seen the investors stay bullish on the standpoint of new housing in Western North Dakota, new investments. The surge bill to me was still the most important bill of the session. It became a jobs bill. But at the end of the day, hopefully we'll move back into a situation. We may never take 186 rigs again. We're going to get better at this, and you can get better at times like this. And maybe we can do more with less. But it'll be interesting. But I suspect we may still be discussing this in some way, shape, or form a year from now.
Well, just talk about when you say get better at this, from the start of this most recent boom, if you will, how long did it take to, how long was the average rig drilling?
It took you about 43 days to drill a well in the first year and a half of this play, and the rigs themselves have been changed completely. Today you've got a much safer rig with run by a joystick. It's smarter in terms of the way it's drilling, and now the most recent one I've heard is that the drill bit going out is more on a static to enable it to just drill consistently. It's not gyrating up and down, and so you'd be able to drill through that shale faster. Today a well, a 20,000-foot well, 10 down and 10 out, may take you somewhere from 15 to 22 days. So we have cut in half the time it takes to drill these wells. And the completions have gotten better. We've gone from getting one to two barrels out of every 100 out of the ground to now getting 6 or 7. And, of course, the great minds of the world are going to continue to improve that because that's the prize.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I mean, that's just flat-out phenomenal in that period of time to reduce the time it takes to get the job done. It just proves that they're just getting better all the time. So, like you say, you know, rig count means less and less when you have that kind of efficiency, right?
I believe you're right. I think that the rig count becomes more of a completion count. It becomes more of a how many wells did we complete last month, because that's what we know is what's going to drive that production, and ultimately it's going to drive that workforce numbers.
All right, another question from April. Will lifting the export crude ban increase the price of gas at the pump?
The studies have shown that lifting the export crude oil ban will lower the price at the pump. So this is a win-win. The fight is being led by the North Dakota delegation, and what that does is that you allow the price of gasoline is essentially set on the world price of crude oil. And what you do when you lift the crude oil ban, it just means that we get that world price. It does not mean that the price is going to go up. And it also means you stabilize the supply chain in the world, and you really don't just have those OPEC nations dictating where that supply chain is up or down. So in the long term, I think it's good, not only in terms of what it means from a geopolitics standpoint and our position of power, but I think as consumers, we're all going to pay less over the long run in terms of gasoline prices.
I agree with you.
We're doing pretty good right now in terms of where we were a year ago. So thanks to North Dakota and the Bakken.
There's another win
the
in the process.
You can thank us.
Yeah, exactly right. It's another win for the consumer in this process of what has happened the last little while here with the price of oil.
By the way, could do that today. By the way, Scott, if he wanted to do this, he could do it today.
Yeah, why doesn't he do it? In your view, that's what I was going to ask you, because I agree with you that the price is going to come down. But don't you think even the fact that Congress hasn't just done it as a no brainer, or that the administration is that nobody wants to go first because they're afraid if the price goes up they'll get blamed.
Well, it appears to me like the Senate, and this is a good question for our senators, but it sounds to me like they are building a veto-proof policy that hopefully will get out of Congress before the August recess. But to develop a veto-proof bill that they could pass in the Senate is incredible. But why the president doesn't do this, you can ask him that one.
I have less than a minute left, but I want to give you a chance to address the pipeline issue recently that had to do with the concern over liens being placed on real property, which we found to be not true. Didn't happen. A letter was sent that said it happened, but it didn't happen. But
it did not happen, Scott. There were not liens. Those liens would have zero factual basis behind them if it happened. We were frustrated by the process, frustrated a little bit by the media kind of reporting that it had happened. It did not happen. The company took steps. It was a dispute between subcontractors on that well, just like it would be a dispute if you were building a house and the roofing contractor didn't get paid by the general contractor. The roofing contractor can't file a lien against you, the landowner or the homeowner. They file it against the asset that the general contractor received as a result of their work. So frustrating, but that is not the case. And if there is appropriate legislation, we will press for it. But I think it's a case of, you know, you can say you're going to file a lawsuit against anyone for anything. And in this case, a company tried to do that to leverage themselves to get paid in a dispute, and unfortunate. But end of the day, we must have these pipelines. We must work with the landowner.
I want to ask you about that when we have one more segment with Ron, and we'll let him go. Mary has an email, too, that we didn't get to, so I did want to do that before we're done. Mary from Watford City on a temporary housing issue up there. Stay tuned. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind a vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. where the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City. In Castleton, two locations to serve you up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And, of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4-for-4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least. And you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is, patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're brought to you part today by MBI Energy Services, and if you would like a great career, make sure you become friends or like them on Facebook. And in fact, I don't have it up. I usually do, but it is about every day. A couple, three job availabilities come up. In fact, just an hour ago, they put one up in Nunn, Colorado. How about that? Kildare, North Dakota, yesterday, looking for a water driver. Diesel mechanic in Ross, North Dakota, posted over the weekend as well. So, you know, folks, looking, MBIEnergyServices.com, or check out their Facebook page as well. Also brought to you by our friends at Medora. Don't forget, now we're halfway through summer. I know. The day is getting just a little bit shorter everywhere from this point forward. That's another good time to remind you that the 50th anniversary of the musical is flat out fantastic. And the Medora Country Concert Series actually starts Friday night with Tiger Lily, and then Gwen Sebastian on July 4th and Jesse Veeder July 18th. Medora.com for tickets. I got to do the same thing. I got to get Medora on the calendar at least once. I'm hoping twice.
for sure. So let's do that together, shall we? All right, last segment with Ron Nestor, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I just got an email came in for you, so I apologize. Keep you one more segment here, Ron. But before the break, you were talking about pipelines, and we were specifically talking about issue with the reporting of the Bismarck Tribune, which has since been cleared up, not as well as we'd like, but, you know, again, at least people know the real story there. But pipelines in general, you were starting to talk about just how extraordinarily important. Got a win recently with at least, you know, a piece of the puzzle in Minnesota of the Sandpiper approval being done, and now Dakota Access obviously seeking approval. These two pipelines together are, you know, a game changer, really, aren't they, for additional capacity?
Well, they absolutely are. They're not only a game changer to get, you know, get the product out of here without congesting up the rail lines, but they are just a game changer in terms of the long-term beneficial opportunities for the Bakken. And I think they make huge infrastructure differences when you get these pipelines in place. And when people talk about pipelines like Dakota Access or Sandpiper, I always say, how about that XL pipeline that we built in eastern North Dakota about 10 years ago? It just moves oil every day. And, you know, we never hear anything big-time problematic about it. And, yeah, do spills happen? Yeah, they do. But, you know, people don't get killed because of there are too many trucks on the road if you have a pipeline in place. And those are things that we've got to get better at. But not only those pipelines, but pipelines to get the gas to the processing facilities, reduces flaring, takes trucks off the roads, eliminates dust. And I love hearing that Watford City commercial on the radio, Scott. I think they're getting better. I talked to somebody with some roots in Watford City on Saturday night, and he said every time we go back, it seems like things are getting better, and it's going to be even a better place to live. That community has always been a great community, and I feel the same about Williston. And you're getting to have some substantial retail now. You're getting to have things that they never dreamt of having, building new schools, new recreation facilities. So let's keep that investment coming, and thank the legislature and the governor for their leadership in that regard as well.
Speaking of which, Mary from Watford City wanted to know what you think of the issue of permits for temporary housing. I'm not sure if you're following this or not, but there was a discussion, Bismarck Tribune covered it, that came up at a recent city council meeting where you had the planning officials there, Kurt Moen, say, you know what, it's really time for us to notify these conditional use permit holders they're not going to get them anymore. That your choice is to bring up these temporary housing facilities, you know, campers, RVs, those kind of things, up to city code or not operate. And there was, you know, it's been proposed, but Mayor Sanford supports it and agrees, you know, the timing is right to sort of set a timeline now, because circumstances have changed in the last 5 years, and now there's other housing available. Other folks say it's too soon. Mary wants to know which side you're on and whether or not you agree with him.
I think that you have to continue to move forward. And as far as campers and those types of what truly have always been considered a real man camp, which is, you know, 9 to 13 or whatever campers huddled around a farmstead somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, those things need to go away. And you got to do it at the right time to make sure there is housing for those people. But I support keeping the professional crew camps like Target Logistics and the other ones that we've been at, because we know there's a percentage of these people who are, you know, people who follow the work. They're not going to move their families here. We need them here. We need their skill sets here. Those are safe, reliable facilities that provide housing and safe and secure housing and, you know, what those workers need. So I encourage them to keep those and you know, facilitate those as needed and try and transition out of the other type of housing that's been critical for this whole play. But there's a time as the infrastructure comes online to phase ourselves out of those other facilities.
Yeah, and it sounds like that's exactly what they're looking to do. When you say transition and phase themselves out, it isn't like somebody flips the switch and says you're done, but rather, hey, a year from now, bring it up to code. You can still stay there. Just bring it up to the current city code. You're not going to get a waiver. But I also think they served a need for the time, really, with the crunch. But that's the nice thing about seeing those rates come down and everything else. So, Mary, thanks for asking. All right, the last 20 seconds is yours. Anything else to put a cherry on top of our conversation today?
Well, I was thinking about this last week as I was traveling and all of these things, and he could take this one. You remember the nightmares in the Walmart parking lot. Well, the city of Williston did the right thing. They banned people from having campers in the Walmart parking lot. So, you know, all of these things, I'm going to start making a list of all of the challenges that we have solved. And now the rest of the world, as it develops oil from shale, can come and look at, oh, look what they did in North Dakota. And the list, of course, of challenges continues to grow. But we have knocked off a lot of good things, and I hope we can all acknowledge that and be proud of it and know that there's a lot more to do. But the Nuvera deal in Watford City, converting the drill cuttings to...
Another good example. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, good example. Good. Well said, Ron. Thanks. We're out of time, folks. See ya.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details, or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give them a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.